Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday, everybody that's listening today. It's a wonderful day and great to be alive. I'm Veronica McMillan, your co-host. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women. My co-host Francine Humphrey is not here tonight, but we have a special guest that is very near and dear to me. And before I bring her on, basically I want to tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the area of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. And, of course, me, your co-host, Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network, helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through strategic planning, through education, coaching, and program development for 501c3 organizations. My special guest tonight, she is a near dear. She is so special to me, and you all will see why in just a few minutes. But let me just read a little bit about her bio, and then we're going to bring Ms. L. Harris of the Worldwide Women Group, and now the W Group, and so the W Agency. So let me tell you a little bit about Ms. L, and then I'm going to bring her on. L. Harris is the founding executive director of the W Agency, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute, and the Worldwide Women Group Incorporated. Each of these businesses are women-centered. The W Agencies help women and women-run businesses achieve their ultimate comeback through transparency, strategic analysis, and mental maturation. Worldwide Women Group is a nonprofit organization that creates initiatives designed to develop leaders from age 6 and beyond. After spending nearly a decade in the human service field for public and private entities, Elle knows what truly brings order and innovation to businesses and individuals. It's resiliency, integrity, and how well you can connect with the heart-beating people you're trying to help. Elle has landed coverage in print and in video outlets around the country. Her philanthropic acts made her a 2001 recipient of a gold-level Presidential Volunteer Service Award from President Barack Obama. That's a woohoo moment right there. Her articles and blogs are published frequently on the Worldwide Women's Group website, and she discusses issues women face and combat daily in their life and businesses. Elle holds a BA in Communication and Journalism, an MA in Community Counseling, an MS in Higher Education and Leadership and Administration, and now y'all hold on for this. She's in her last year of her PhD in Human Services. She's a proud wife of Rashad Harris and currently resides in the Hampton Roads area. I am going to bring my beloved daughter on the phone, Miss L. Tanette Harris. I called you by your whole name that time, didn't I?
Yes. Hello.
I called you by your whole name. This is going to be,
yes,
everybody, a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful topic, a conversation, all of that stuff, because I'm talking to the person that I truly, 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 truly love. And so, Elle, I basically just want us to have organic conversations added to the thousands of conversations that we've already had. And throughout the night, I know that there are some things that we want to talk about the summit or what have you. But let me get to my first question. And for those of you all who are tuning in via the internet and whatever other ways and means that you connect with us, we will not be taking phone calls tonight because this is a 30-minute show. It's technology-driven, so if anything happens, we'll all hang up and call back again. But
yeah.
It is my pleasure. So basically, let me get started by asking you this first question. Why did you start the Worldwide Women Group and now the W Agency? So if you can just chime in now, because, again, I don't know much about the W Agency, but certainly I know about the Worldwide Women Group. But why did you start both groups, both organizations?
All right, so
World Wide Women Group was started when probably my back in 2009, I was in my first graduate school program, and we had to create a fun project that did something to cater to the community. And so at the time, you know, I'm thinking of all these wonderful things that are going on in the community, and I'm like, what do we have that really focuses on women? And when I was going through that program, I realized that the program was for me, for my betterment to be able to do what I'm doing now, but it was also to learn to heal myself. And going through that program, I realized I had a lot of issues with women. And it's, you know, something that I think, something that we're taught, you know, when we're younger to kind of distrust women at an early age, you know, the whole, you know, don't have too many women in your house, or don't have women around your men, and all of that, all those different things. And so I've, you know, I was that girl who would say, like, you know, I have a lot of guy friends, but I don't really trust women. And so while in the midst of that program, I just had this epiphany one day that I wonder what would actually happen if women got together. Like, there has to be something great that is birthed when women come together, because there's so much around us that tells us that we shouldn't be together. And so that's why I created it. I wanted it to be this platform that showed that, yeah, everyone is saying that we cannot work together, but I promise you, if we did, something really powerful could be birthed through the world. And so that's why I came up with the name Worldwide Women Group, because I didn't want it to just be limited to the place where I stood at that moment. I wanted it to be something that can grow globally. And so
and it has.
With the it's growing. We're in our fifth year, and you know that fifth year of nonprofit life is very important, because a lot of nonprofits don't make it past that time frame. And of course, with being in school right now, and that's like the heart of my dissertation. So I'm learning how important this fifth year is to us with our own group. The W agency is more so human services centered. Because as you read a little bit in my bio, I've worked with several different agencies, for-profit and not-for-profit in the public sector that help children and families, at-risk families or children who have been in the foster care system. And what I noticed is a lot of the agencies that I work with, they will have high turnover. They didn't have the time to really foster or nourish their employees, because their time was spent just trying to maintain. Like, everyone was just always on this, you know, we're just barely hanging on situation, and there was no accountability within those ranks. And so I created this organization. I created the W agency to be that. I wanted it to be that form of human services to make sure that the people who worked in those businesses had accountability, had someone to train their staff, to make sure that there was order within those businesses. So that is pretty much the purpose of the W agency. We are there to provide order to different human services and mental health agencies in the Hampton Roads area.
Wow, and that certainly is so needed, not just in the human service field, but all across business. I think it is something. But you touched upon something at the onset of this, and regarding being able with women, the not being able to connect with each other, not having that. And I think basically the root of that is fear, and that being able to tackle that, because even now I think we still have some of that fear-mongering going on, but it is something that has to change. And again, as I said at the onset, I know Elle, and I know basically her passion and her love and what she wants to do for women. What she's doing for women is absolutely phenomenal, and it's just something that I believe Elle is just going to continue to go on. And just like you said, with that nonprofit, oh my goodness, to last 5 years, you need a hat, a T-shirt, the flip flops, and everything else to go with that. Yeah, because it is. Most organizations don't. They just don't get there. They don't get there. So, celebrations to you, my love, for such a milestone to get there, especially in the nonprofit world for this climate, because the nonprofit world changed. I remember starting a nonprofit in 2005, and in 2011 closed it up, and funding and all that stuff just went some other kind of way. But nevertheless, you know, we still move on. So I want to keep on pushing, because I got so many questions that I want to ask you, and I know I'm sitting here looking at the time. It's like, oh God, where does the time go? So basically, I've heard this, and I'm sure you've heard as well, that this year has been called the Year of the Woman. Why do you think that's so?
Wow. I think that every year is the Year of the Woman. However, I think that the reason why this year has been called the Year of the Woman, I think it goes back to the speech that Oprah gave earlier this year, and it was almost like a charge to let people mm-hmm. know that women are no longer going to be silenced, and, you know, all the things, all this, the back seats we've taken for so long, like, it's time's up for that. And so I think yeah. with the whole, and that was no pun intended, but I think because of the whole Time's Up movement and the whole Me Too movement, women have kind of stepped out of the shadows and said, hey, because mm-hmm. now I know that if I say something, I have someone that's going to be right beside me, standing mm-hmm. there and pushing me and guiding me. You know, it's my time to shine. And I think that women have really walked into that and have been able to own that. Because, for, like I said, for so long, I feel like it's always been the Year of the Women. However, we just have not been able to say out loud that we were the ones, the powerhouses behind a lot of ideas. And so mm-hmm. now we're able to do that because we're more comfortable in that space. And because we had someone, a matriarch like Oprah, say, hey, y'all, it's time for us to step up. Let's come out the mm-hmm. shadows. And so now women yeah. are actually doing that.
Yeah, and doing it in great ways and all across the board. So for those of you all who are listening, this is Issues Concerning Women. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host, talking with Elle Harris, president and CEO of the Worldwide Women Group, and then the W Agency. It is just wonderful to hear all of the things that you're doing, Elle. But basically, can you tell the listening audience how to connect with you? Give them your email, give them your website, whatever yeah. information that you want to give them before I jump into our summit that's coming up, because I really want to
yes,
talk about that
yes,
and really get people, those of you all who are listening, thank you so much for listening to us. We thank you that our audience is growing and that you all are tuning in from around the world. We appreciate you. So this summit, I want you all to get paper and pencil. I say that every time, Elle, and you know I'm old school, that people don't even use the paper and pencil anymore, but
yes.
can you tell them how they can connect with you, give them the information about your websites or what have you?
Yeah, so if you want to connect with me in regards to Worldwide Women Group, which is a nonprofit, you can email me personally at l@worldwidewomen, and it's women with an E, group.org. Or if you just have questions in regards to how you can volunteer or sign up for different events that we have, you can email us at info@worldwidewomengroup.org. If you have questions in regards to your own business and just finding order within that or in the mental health realms, then you would email me at eharris@wearetheagency.com. So those are the ways that you can reach out to me. And our website, of course, for Worldwide Women Group is worldwidewomengroup.com. So that you can find out more information about what we're doing and what we have coming up.
Yes, which leads us right into what we got coming up, which is huge. The Rebel Society. Am I saying it correctly, Elle?
The Rebel Summit. So my husband, his business is called the Rebel Society, right? And so we
uh-huh.
did a photo shoot together, and the photo shoot was called Rebel. So it was literally taking
right.
Rebel, which is his company, and my name, Elle, and mixing it together. So we came up with this whole
right
Rebel,
there.
Right, this whole Rebel movement, and we had all of these women and these, like, really just, like, punk rock and just, you know, really nice, just, you know, unorthodox outfits. And this that photo shoot was the inspiration behind the Rebel Summit that we're having this summer
mm-hmm.
For young
mm-hmm.
girls.
Wonderful. So tell us about the ages. Yeah. With the ages of the girls that you all will be working with, what your needs are, because you mentioned on the onset a little bit about volunteers and things of that nature, the
mm-hmm.
cost. So let's just take a minute now to why did you come up with that? Well, because this certainly is for younger girls. And so why did you choose that target audience?
So, with the Rebel Summit, I wanted to focus on girls ages 6 to 13 because I feel like, one, that is a forgotten age group.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of times people look at children at that age and they just feel like they should be silenced and they should just be cute and they can say little fun things and they don't really pay attention to those children at that age. when, you know, a lot of research will tell you that children between the ages of 3 to 5, that's like their biggest time frames of where they learn the most. And so mm-hmm. if we can grasp children right after they've gone in that big spurt of just learning and, you know, being immersed in the different things around them, if we can grasp them right there to figure out what those qualities are within them that shows, you know, who they will be in the future, why not start to nourish that at a young age? I think that we wait too long. You know, we wait till 18 and we say, oh, you either join the military or you go to college. And so some of them will join the military. Some of them go off to college. Some of them don't stay because that was not what they wanted to do in the first place. They're just doing what we just kind of practice and, you know, make happen. That's just like a traditional thing to do. So we're able to tap into those things early and see what those, you know, those traits are. We can start building these strong young girls at a young age. So when they are 18, they already have experience. They've already been established in something at a younger age. So 18, they're already powerhouses. So I think that, you know, that's the whole purpose of the summit. We want to be able to kind of nurture those things. So just, for example, some of the things that will happen at the summit, they'll be able to meet some women who are in, you know, really cool businesses. Like, you know, we're working on getting a pilot and an astronaut to come out and talk to the girls. And some people from the radio station and the TV station to come out and speak to them so they can see, you know, not just the traditional jobs, and we're working on, you know, some of those too, but just to show them there are several different things that you can become involved in, at, you know, in life. There's not just basketball and being a teacher, which are all great things too, but we want to show them the sky is the limit. And so being able to show them, have those women come talk to them, and then giving them, they'll have a day where they can go spend a day in the field with these people to see what work life would look like. We'll teach them about self-care,
which is so important.
To have a play. It's very important. And then teaching them about self-care. So learn at a young age. It's very important to take time to have fun. You know, we don't want to teach them that, you know, you work hard. We also want to show them to play hard as well, because that is something that we forget so often as women, to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. And, you know, and then teaching them how to present whatever it is that they have, whatever their goals are, in front of an audience. So those are just some of the things that we're going to be able to, you know, teach and with these girls in such a short period of time. But I just wanted to, you know, get this first year out to see how, you know, it kind of goes. I think it's going to be wonderful. We have a lot of great things planned. And like I said, it's an age group that people forget about or just think that girls are not able to really learn anything or tap into what they want to do because they feel they're going to change their mind so many times. But if we teach them to nurture those ideas early, they really won't change their mind. They'll really stay rooted into what they first speak out.
Yeah, and then if they change their minds, that they understand the importance and the power of choice, because they can say, you know what, I don't want to be an astronaut. I think I do want to go over there and do something with animals or plants or what have you. Because back in the day, you really did not have a choice. You're just like, okay, your parents said do that, and that's how you went. Yep. And then you had all of this almost like bent up rage on the inside.
Yes.
Because you say, gosh, really what I wanted to do was to be a makeup artist, but mama told me this, that, and the other. So I just think it's so, so great that this summit is coming and that this particular age group is the target audience, because I think it's so, so important. But we also need women to come out. We also need volunteers. So speak a little bit about volunteers and the cost and people sponsoring or what have you. So for those of you all who are listening and you want to get involved, and then here's my little soapbox for small nonprofit organizations. Really, 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 the big agencies that we know, they get all the funding. Now it's time to support. Since we are women, this is the year of the woman, please, please, please support what is going on for this summit, because these are your daughters. And when I say that, when I say your daughters, I mean every woman should understand that every time a girl gets lost, she's your daughter, and that you should be able to say, you know what, I want to reach out and help. So, Elle, tell a little bit more about the cause, talk about volunteers, all of that stuff for the summit.
Yeah, so we are definitely looking for women who are, you know, in careers that are, you know, just different. You know, if it's not the normal day-to-day, if you feel that you would like to come out and be a mentor, contact us again at info@worldwomengroup.org. to let us know, you know, how you can get involved with us and how we can help you as well. That would be great. We have we are looking for people to sponsor girls. Our summit will hold 25 girls. Right now we have 13 girls sponsored. I think while I'm on the phone with you, I've seen two more, so we may have 15. So
wonderful.
The cost is $50. It's a blessing. It's an absolute blessing, because if we can make this free for every girl, we would love that. The cost is $50 to sponsor a girl. You don't have to find the girl to sponsor. We will find the girl for you. But if you know of a girl that you want to bless, you can register her yourselves and do that. So, you know, that's fine as well. We're blessed to have Dave and Buster's as a sponsor. We have Ripley's Believe It or Not. We have Escape Room. So we have a lot of businesses who have, you know, joined behind us in this effort because they really believe in what we're trying to do with the young girls. So we have an ice cream social that we'll be having. We're looking for sponsors for that, for the girls, T-shirt sponsors. The reason why we want the sponsors to come out, because we want these girls to understand that businesses are actually, and people are actually investing in who they are and what they want to do, because it shows them that people care about their future. So that's very big for us. Or just coming out to support them, you know, being there. You don't even have to necessarily, you know, mentor. If you just want to be there to show them, hey, we're rooting you on, let us know. Come out. We would love that. We would definitely enjoy that. Or if you want to get your daughter registered, please, again, go to worldwidewomangroup.com, and then you can register your daughter on the site as well.
Wonderful. And, again, I'll give that date and the time again.
Mm-hmm. All right. So to kind of understand, so it starts on July the 21st. Now, we are a weekend camp because we know some people have their children going to camp during the week. So we go July 21st, July 28th, August 4th, August the 11th, and August the 17th. So it's kind of cool. It gives parents a break on the weekend, but we are a weekend camp, and it will be five consecutive Saturdays in a row.
Wow. That's just so, so, so awesome. And so, again, here I am making this plea again for those of you all who want to support small nonprofits. This is one that's doing great things in our community, and we got to have people to support nonprofit organizations, small micro nonprofit organizations, because they don't get the funding. And so I know that I'm going to be a sponsor, Elle. And so for those of you all who are listening to our show and that you listen every week faithfully, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Also, this is one thing that you could do: support a girl. Because I can just remember, I don't even want to go down memory lane in terms of when I was a little girl, but it is so important that we do that. And so with that said, because, again, where does 30 minutes go? Just tell me where it goes at with 8 minutes left in the show. But look, I got two more questions, so I want to make sure that I get to those, Elle. There's a lot of information out there regarding self-esteem and self-worth, but not a lot about believing in oneself. And then when I think about belief, I think about mind, I think about heart, and I think about mouth connection. Because if we don't believe it in our minds and say it and believe it in our heart, we definitely won't say it out our mouth, or we'll pretend. And I think that's how we got so many imitators and so many people who are not really, really confident in who they are. They talk a good game, but it's not there. Why do you think how important is believing in oneself?
Oh, it is huge, and it starts young, because if you don't believe in yourself as a child, you definitely will not believe in yourself as an adult. And I think what happens is when you are surrounded, especially we are just in this world that's immersed in social media, and it's nothing wrong with it, because we advance through technology. However, we become so immersed in everyone else's lives and what they have, and so we stop believing in ourselves because we're too busy believing in someone else's dreams and trying to copy that we lose sight of who we are. So I think that believing in yourself keeps you rooted in you know, your dreams and your thoughts and your beliefs and your purpose. And if you lose sight of that, you become someone that you're going to regret years to come. So it's very important to believe in yourself and to learn to do that earlier, so that you don't, you know, when you have those thoughts of strain, or when you see someone to the left and say, well, they're progressing in life faster than I am, you understand that that's their path. Your path is something totally different. So believing in yourself helps you stay rooted in that. It's so important.
Yeah. It is so, so, so important, and we have got to do it, and I think the summit, just having the summit is going to help address some of that as well. And so I'm going to move on to my last question as I got my last 5 minutes. It's just crazy, and you and I have had 10,000 conversations, and so for those of you all who are listening, this is my spiritual daughter, and so I had to had to have her on the show tonight. And I'm going to end with this question right here, and this is something that that's near and dear to me, but the question is, why is it important to have older, seasoned, wise women in your life?
Wow. Let me get through this without crying, right? So, it's important to me because I lose sight of who I am at times. And I think that having someone who's gone through those things that you've gone through at, you know, whatever age you are, have been able to overcome it, and they see the greatness in you, it is very important to have those type of women in your life, because when you feel like you cannot move forward or go to the left or to the right, you can call them, and they will pull you through it, and they will remind you, as Miss Veronica always reminds me, put your big girl drawers on. and you can get through it. It's so important. I think that we don't have that anymore. And I was actually telling one of my friends that, you know, I see so many women who are blessed to have the grandmother figures in their lives and the mother figures in their lives who actually, you know, pour into them. Because when you look at the mothers of today, a lot of them work. They don't have time to really instill those values that our parents did when we were younger. And so if you're ever able to latch hold to someone who is seasoned, who is there, who can be that spiritual motherly figure in your life, it is a blessing. It is very few and far between that we have those women around us anymore. They're like unicorns. So if you find one who will tell you, who will hold you accountable, who will tell you when you're wrong, who will praise you when you're right, it is one of the greatest blessings alive. So I encourage anyone, if you see someone that, you know, at your church or, you know, at your job who is, you know, more seasoned, and yeah, they may tell you about yourself, but that's what you need in your life. You need someone who's going to be honest with you and let them know, hey, I need that person in my life to just hold me accountable, or someone I can talk to, because you can talk to your friends, but it's not the same. It's not the same level of love and maturation when you're speaking to someone who's more seasoned. So that's why I feel like it's so important, if I answered your question.
And then she did say, put your big girl drawers on. And so I want you all to say, I didn't say that. Elle said that. But it is so important. And with this summit, I think girls will have that opportunity to see. And that the other piece of that is that you have women coming in your life that basically can say it is okay to fail. And I think that that oftentimes we're pushing to gain, to get, to this, to that. I think we do a poor job in letting people know that failure is a part of the process. And if we can catch these girls at a young age and help mentor and coach and shape their lives, they get to know that early, because it took me forever to learn that. And so I just wanted to put that out there. But Elle, again, can you give your information, because I hear our sponsor like doing the countdown on me, but if you can give your information about the summit, so that everybody will know how to connect with you and they will reach out and that they will sponsor a girl, because I'm looking for my audience to do that. So give us your information again,
Elle. Yes. So, again, you can go to Worldwide Women Group, and that's women with an E, worldwidewomengroup.com, to sponsor a girl. You can click under our Rebel Summit tab, and you'll see all the information, some of the things that we'll be doing, and the reasons why you should invest in a girl who's coming. So you can register a girl there, or you can invest in a girl on the site. You can also contact me personally at l@worldwidewomengroup.org, or you can contact our general office at info@worldwidewomengroup.org if you just have some questions about the summit, or if you would like to volunteer or mentor a group of girls for our event. So we're definitely, and again, the age range is 6 to 13. It is a weekend summer camp, so it'll start July 21st, and it will end the weekend of August the 17th, and it will run on Saturdays. Depending on the group, so what happens is when you register your daughter, they take a quiz, and that quiz divides them into five different groups, and they won't learn about those groups until they get there because it's the fun. That's the fun part of the first day. And so when they get there, then you will know exactly what they'll be doing every single weekend. So they don't learn that until they actually come the first day. Yes, ma'am.
Amen, yes, ma'am. Amen. You all have heard it from Elle Harris, founder of the Worldwide Women Group and the W Agency. And to contact Francine Humphrey, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org, and Veronica McMillan, the micro-nonprofit network.com. You can connect with us. Again, I'm going to hold you all accountable. I'm looking for you all to sponsor a girl. Elle, it's been absolutely wonderful, my love. You make it a blessed day, and you and I will be talking again. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. You have a blessed one, my love, okay?
You too. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye.
And for those of you all who are listening, thank you so much for tuning in to us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. My co-host Francine Humphrey will be back next week, back on the line with us. And we're just praying and hoping that you have a blessed day. Keep hope alive and keep on doing great things for our community. We so need it. We so need mamas out there supporting each other. We so need sisters supporting each other. So I'm hoping that you will support Elle and the Rebel Summit, that you will volunteer, that you will do whatever that you need to do to participate in this great, great summit that's coming. Be blessed and have an absolute wonderful weekend. Bye-bye now.